Chapter 37. As all the able-bodied Redwallers were guarding the wall tops, there was no beast to relieve them. Night's dark hours dragged by with painful slowness. The defenders paired off, one napping whilst the other kept watch. Beyond the walls, Mossflower Woods lay calm and peaceful, but to the sentry's eyes, they looked different. Every shifting moon's shadow or breeze-swayed bough represented the threat of a fresh vermin attack. Triss watched the silent plain spread out in front of her. Many thoughts wandered in and out of her mind. The friends she had left on Riftguard's cold northern coasts, still trapped in a life of miserable slavery. Aganu, the fat white king, stumping about on his false limb, while his tyrannical mind dreamed up new schemes that added to the harsh existence of the wretched captives who served his every whim. The vows she had made to poor old Rufo. Triss touched the hilt of Martin's wondrous sword. Silently, she renewed her vow to return and free the slaves. Martin the warrior's spirit had guided her across the seas to Redwall. She would do what she had to and help her new friends to defend their abbey against evil. But the day would come when she was set poor again on Riftguard's shores to avenge Drufo's memory and that of the father she had never known, Rockharam. Lying on a bed near the dormitory door, Mem Flackery stuck out a paw, stopping the Dibben Bickle from leaving the room. The hair nurse murmured,
"Where do you think you're off to, little miss?"
The squiddle babe climbed up onto Mem's bed.
"Breakfast! It be time for breakfast! Bickle here a larker!"
The bed creaked as Mem rose and carried Bickle to an open window. Dawn's first lark twittered thinly, ascending into the pale light of a new day. Delicate rose hues stippled the horizon, dispersing the dark blue of night as soft gold sun rays threaded out between cream-puffed clouds. Ruggum trundled up beside Mem and Bickle.
"Your e Lockerbies are telling us it's time for breakfast."
Taking in the glorious scene before her, Mem absently patted the mole babe's head.
"The beauties of Mother Nature are never lost on you, Ruggum, what?"
Nodding solemnly, the mole babe agreed.
They am serpently bent, marm."
The morning wore on, with no sign of the vermin returning to attack Redwall. Skipper and Logalog had shared their plans with the abbot. A force was to be sent out into the woodlands. It was vital that they knew what had caused the freebooters and rat guards to break off the attack.